Blog Talk Radio.
You are tuning in into the pre-afternoon live Blog Talk Radio broadcast of The Word is Right in conjunction with Past Generation Lost in the Mix Affected by Sight, which is hosted by none other than yours truly, Evangelist Missionary Dr. Katrina M. Sanders from the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry, Church of God in Christ, where the founder and pastor is District Superintendent Pastor Robert R. Sanders II. Top of the pre-afternoon to you. Today is Friday, November the 18th. We are a few days away from Thanksgiving. And before I get into my program and my show on this afternoon, I would like to commend all of our presiding board of bishops and the presiding prelate, the national... I'm getting confused here because I've got so much stuff going on here I want to talk about. Our presiding bishop, Bishop Charles Edward Blake, has been brought back into the Church of God in Christ as our chief apostle for the National Church of God in Christ Incorporated around the world. Congratulations to you, Bishop Charles Edward Blake, and all that will be coming under your auspices for the next 4 years, as well as we thank God for Bishop Taylor and Bishop J. Drew Sheard, and we also thank God for Bishop Cedric Daniels. We thank God for all the men of God who preached in the congregation. This was very inspirational to us. I tell you, I'm going to order my DVDs, Kojic, Store, Church. Let me stop. See, I'm old school. I still remember Church of God in Christ. Church of God in Christ bookstore, I'm getting ready to spend some money with you, so I have my stuff ready. Now, I've got all of my DVDs for the service. Tuesday, I had to work polls, so I wasn't able to watch any service. I had to be at the election precinct office at 5 a.m., and I didn't get home till 10. That's another talk show. So we thank God that all, and the new appointed general board members, Bishop Darrell Hines from Wisconsin and Bishop Matthew Williams, congratulations. And all to the new trustee board members, T. Lynn Smith. See, I know T. Lynn. T. Lynn came out of Bishop Bonner's church in Aurora because my cousins were members there for over 20-some years. And I remember Lynn when she directed, everybody ought to know, everybody ought to know, everybody, everybody, everybody ought to know. Oh, yeah, she, the sister's bad. So she did that in UNET 5. Yeah, I'm telling my age, right? Yes, and we were at the Conrad Hilton, which is now called the Hilton Towers. So now we had fun. I just hate that album never got released from A Song Is Born. But here we have some heavy hitters in Chicago. So congratulations, T. Lynn. I love you. I just love my T. Lynn. And Christopher Martin, God bless you. Oh, you know, the man with the master plan that know what to do, even when it comes to sad administrative assistant District Superintendent Michael E., People's Church of the Harvest, who spoke for us at our installation banquet. I tell you, he has been reelected to the Pastors and General Elders Council. Yay! Chi-Town is here. Thank God for Pastor Michael Eady. We love you. Oh, we love you. Okay. 2017 is around the corner. Yay! Goodbye for the old, and let's go into the new. The Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry is hosting a grant writing school. Woo! I'm going to hear a lot of crowd. Daniel, where are you at, son? Come here, Daniel. Go say, yay! Well, he's probably in there trying to fix you something to eat. Daniel said, yay!
Yeah!
That's little Mr. Daniel Jones. We are getting ready to have the Grant Writing School, New Daughters of Destiny Ministry, under the auspices of Apostle Bridget Outlaw, will be conducting the Grant Writing School. I am petitioning and soliciting for everyone. Now, let me talk about us for a minute, okay? Redeemed Fellowship has been in the ministry for 6 years, going on 7 years, and we are focused on the community. We have a meeting with the aldermen next Tuesday, Alderwoman Michelle Harris, who is the alderwoman for the Grant Crossing Chatham area. We're in different ward because we live in Ward 20, and then our church is only like 5 minutes from where we live, and that's a different ward, but we're next door. And what we're trying to do is that I've had so many people ask me, can you write me a grant? Are you able to help me with the grant? Can you do this? Can you do that? Can you? My thing is, instead of paying me all this money, why not learn how to do the grant yourself? Learn the fundamentals and the foundation of what is a grant. Because a lot of people think that a grant is just a little paper application, like you do a job, submit it, or a credit card application, and then you get money. That's not the way that works. You have a lot of grants. A lot of churches like to be involved, but then they don't like to be involved. They don't mind wanting to have a thought, but they don't want to exercise the thought. What I've learned being in school for 27 years, and I've earned my degrees, 3 master's degree, an earned doctorate degree, bachelor's degree. I don't have associates anywhere. All of mine lay on the line. I invest into myself to become knowledgeable of those things that would be productive for me, organizations that I'm working with, as well as for the ministry. Now, I never asked to be a pastor's wife. I never sought to be a superintendent's wife. I'm not a seeker for those type of titles because I have other things going that speak for what I do. And so, therefore, as a pastor's wife and a district superintendent's wife, as well as being the church and district business administrator and event coordinator and planner, it is for me to help build the ministry as well, not just my husband, but all of us. So when I get a big, huge pie, you know, I was watching the Food Network a day ago, and I saw on this one of the segment programs, this big, gigantic, super-duper cheeseburger that go from the plate all the way up to, like, 7 feet tall. That's how big the cheeseburger was. I'm like, who's going to eat all that? Well, guess what? I had that type of big cheeseburger. But guess what? Do you think I'm going to eat that thing by myself? No. So I want to share this opportunity for leaders, pastors' wives, no matter if you're a bishop's wife or a minister's wife or whatever, an apostle, supplicant, whatever, you know, denomination, doesn't make any sense. It's not Church of God in Christ. It's the community. So we're asking all that would love to attend the Grant Writing School. I'm going to give you detailed information of what you will be getting and receiving in this 3-week course section. Now, our classes will start January 21st, January 28th, and February 4th, and they will be held at the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry, Church of God in Christ, located here at 860 East 75th Street, at the corner of 75th and Drexel, Chicago, Illinois, 60619. The classes will start at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. What you will receive is you will have lectures, education. You will learn like you're in school getting a degree, okay? And your last class session of February 4th, you will be doing hand on, hands-on grants. That means the moderators will be assisting you with the grants that you have not completed. And they will show you, because every corporation have a different standard. If you're trying to petition money from a bank or Walmart, Disney, any of those corporations, Home Depot, Office Max, Staples, you know, they give money out. You know, Sara Lee, PepsiCo, McDonald's, they have a format that you need to know how to do this. I was sharing with someone yesterday, it doesn't make sense for me to pay somebody when I can learn how to do it myself, because I know the vision of the leader and the passion that stands behind writing the grant. So if you come to this class, you will be educated to write grants because you sat down and you invested into yourself. A lot of times when you go to sessions, you always hear, or you go to church, or you're just in a community, we always hear, well, the other people got this, the other people got that. Why don't we have it? Guess what? We do. The problem is that some of us African Americans refuse to invest into our mind. We don't have a problem with buying suits, buying Invicta watches, buying clothes, going to, you know, all of these meetings, conventions. You pay more money to go to conventions and conferences and whatever they have, all different denominations have retreats. You pay almost $500-$600 or $1,000 to go to a retreat. The course is only $225. That's $225. And guess what? You're getting food at all three sessions, meaning lunch, as well as receiving your certification that you have successfully completed on knowing how to write a grant. That way, as a leader, you would know what type of grant you want to write so you can solicit funding to come to your churches to build programs. Understand that being a pastor or a pastor's wife or a bishop's wife or whatever it is in all these different denominations, it's not enough to hold a title. It's not enough just to have Bible class. It's not enough just to have Sunday service. People right now, given and taken of what we have dealt with the last couple of weeks, of having a new president that will be coming in and one leaving, and everybody complained about Barack, and now they double complain about Donald Trump. So the thing about it is that as a leader, pastors, you should be able to make the time to become a part of your community. My husband and I are meeting with our alderwoman on Tuesday with an agenda, but also what can we do for you as an alderwoman in this community to build it to what you want. And we want to connect, and we will connect with the Baptist, because we are right there. We are up against four Baptist churches, y'all. We are, literally. But we're not going to be afraid. We're going to say, hey, Baptist or not, we want you to come take this class. So you can, or send someone that is knowledgeable about business, or train them. This is what you bring your church secretaries to. Invest $225 into your church secretaries to learn how to write the grant, or a deacon. You know, we're not talking about nobody that's retired and don't really feel like doing all that. Get the young blood, because this is what brings money into your church. It makes no sense to go to church just on scheduled time and you have nothing going on. The church should be open during the week, where if something happens or someone become homeless, you have some churches that do have that. But now you need to know how to be able to petition other grants. And this is how we do things. Connect with the community. Find out what is it that they need, what do they need in order for the church to grow. The grant writing class will help you. And understand something. There are a lot of people that feel, I'm a whiz at what I do. But understand that when you have an organization that comes in that literally are certified, that will show you hands-on and not just send you a bunch of junk and then you don't know what to do with it, and you've paid money, but you still are confused. Well, our school will help you and sit down and spend time with you to learn the basic professional correct format for writing grants. And you're going to be tested as well. So they'll make sure you're doing it right. Because you may want to do something with Walmart and turn around and do something with Toys R Us. And then that way, when you come, guess what? You will be prepared to write a grant to Toys R Us, if you want to solicit toys for children in the community and submit it in by a certain date. So when the Jeffrey Mobile start going around the country, guess what? We got your grant. Expect your toys at a certain day. And what they normally do is Toys R Us normally start going and send out distributions the day after Thanksgiving because they're on their way to deliver toys. Churches, I've seen you all in many areas, you fail. And what you always tend to do is you always tend to triple indemnity to the people. People already pay their tithes and offerings. Some have benevolence and all that. But I'm learning a lot of youth leaders and a lot of program leaders at church are not wise of how to conduct programs. So what they do, they start wanting to do something skimpy and cheap. I call it doing a candy store donation. You know, and what that means, you go on and you get a penny here and dad buying a penny candy here, a penny candy there, and maybe a 10-cent bag of chips and 25-cent bubble gum, or you getting all the rag candy. That's cheap. But you're trying to do something big. That's not the way you do it. When it comes to learning how to build into your ministry, you need people that have a mind to want to grow what they're doing. And that's what they need to see, that you're growing. And so with us being a part of the community, our aim is not just how many people we can win, but how many we can help. Because we have a lot of things that are going on with the community, and a lot of families are being targeted. So, leaders, I would very much love for you to understand that the grant writing school is not something that'd be one time. We're going to do other sessions as well, at least 3 sessions throughout the year. Why? Because you need to be informed on how to build your ministry. It's not enough for you to double book people, and then in a certain time of the year, you know, you got a lot of families that are struggling already. But with the grant writing and you have programs, a lot of the programs and funds that will be funding you through the programs will help offset the cost of getting extra donations. A lot of churches do back to school where college students are going back to school and you're doing trunk parties. Instead of asking people to take out their house again from their families to add to a trunk party, take the grant writing course. Have an educational department established into the ministry. Assign and appoint someone. And leaders, have your ministers that are not working, or if they're working part-time, if you're working full-time and they're not working, send those ministers to community programs. Become affiliated with your community ministerial alliance program. I was a part of the Faith-Based Initiative Alliance program under our former mayor, Richard M. Daley. I received an award, a trophy from the city of Chicago because we work. That's what we do. We don't talk, we work. So the grant writing will allow you to understand the curriculum of how grants are written out. You need to know this. You need to know that it's important for you to have a 501c3. That's what most churches, what most leaders fail to realize. You need to have a 501c3. Why? Because in order for you to receive funding, you need to have all of your work, all your papers, state papers, and everything should be in order. And you should never have to run around trying to figure out how am I going to do this, how am I going to do that, trying to cut corners, you know. And a lot of them always say, well, I need some help. You know, can you help me? But then you don't make the step to get help. So, you know, a closed mouth don't get fed. It's simple. So the thing about it is that it is your duty to learn how to write these grants. Invest into yourself. Learn what the grant's purposes are. You will be taught that. You will also be educated on how to spot, as we call it, a dollar store grant writing course. Most of these people, I was sharing with someone yesterday, they was telling me about somebody, you know, I said, well, let me help you out. I said, they are not a certified grant writer. They're what they call a grant researcher. What does that mean, Dr. Sanders? That means they just go on the website, pull a lot of grants that they read or applied or how to apply, and they create books and then sell it to you for $20 and don't give you no substance. Can't even show you how to put pen to paper. I mean, I'm serious, real talk. You know, that's not a grant writer. That's a grant researcher. That's like someone just getting on the internet and researching a bunch of stuff, and you don't have nothing to show for it but somebody talking. Here, they will work with you. They will also teach you in lectures the common reasons why proposals are not successful. One of the reasons that they're not duplicate work that is being done by others. You have inappropriate people that are very unprofessional in knowing how to do a grant. So what do? They just write you up a bunch of stuff and call the day. That's what they do. And so when that happens, guess what? You're stuck with not knowing what to do. A good idea, wrong group, mission drift. When you don't have the right group that correlates what is your purpose of your grant, you have just basically nothing but a Sesame Street piece of paper with Crayola on it. That's basically all. That's all it is, Crayola on it. The lack expertise in the key area and not demonstrate how charity will secure this expertise, meaning that a lot of what you're trying to petition the grant for, you don't write the proper words. There are proper wordings that need to be implemented in the grant the way that the corporations and the companies are seeing it. They don't want you to say, oh, I want a grant because I want to buy hot dogs and supply them for the community. Next. Basically, that we can't have that stinking thinking, as they were saying, AA. So the thing about it is that you got to know what you're talking about wordly and how it's worded by using the correct words, phrases, and structure in order to win their eyeball. They're not going to donate to you because you feel like you want some donation and you don't know what you're going to use it for. Number four, poorly conceived idea, too vague, too general. Your idea is not conceived correctly. They don't understand what you're saying when you type it in. And so it's vague, general, nothing that's spectacular. They need to see, oh, well, now we can understand what is going to happen, what we're going to do. Now, charity needs more capacity to sustain the initiative. You need to know we're funding the community based upon the demographics of so-and-so, such-and-such, and the ratio of people that basically are unable to do due to job loss. See, though they look at those particular things, not where they just need help, and that's it. That's the period, the end. No, that's not the way that goes. Key partners not consulted prior to our application. When you have a board that come together to know what you all are doing, then you can put together as a grant what you are trying to do. This is why you have to be educated on knowing how to write the grant and how to write it correctly. There's a format that you need to learn and understand in order to come together. You need everyone to come together, not nobody working half here, somebody in Nova Scotia, somebody on the cruise. That's not going to work. We have to come together, and that's one of the biggest things as African Americans. We don't come together. We come to with an attitude. We have all kind of mood swings. We have all this. The most famous phrase that I always use is, "Well, yeah." I mean, that's basically what y'all do. I mean, and it's like, really. When I was working the poll, election poll, you know, it was a white guy, Caucasian guy. He had me laughing because what he was doing when he was instructing the voters how to vote on the ballots, I watched everything he did. I listened to what he was saying. I watched his presentation. And I'm like, wow. And so one of the other judges said, well, I said, because I learned a lot of stuff from Caucasians, I promise you. I'm serious. They're no nonsense. And you're like, They don't like rumors. They don't like jokes. They don't like garbage. I mean, they have their own way of doing things. But when it comes to business, they make it very simple. It's us that make it very difficult. We make it so difficult that we don't understand what we even saying half the time. We just say stuff and don't even know what we're talking about. You know, I'm a businesswoman. One thing I don't like is no one to sit up and give me a half answer. You know, if you ask me a question, I'm going to ask you, what is your goal? Well, my goal is, well, I really want to. Okay, but my thing is, what are you going to do to invest into it? That's all. I'm like this, what's the price? What are you trying to do? You know, so grant writing school, Redeem Fellowship is not getting anything but to bring more people to be educated to learning how to write them. That's what we call outreach. That's what we call outreach. Number seven says, no connection to the target group or lived experience brought in a proposal. No one is connected. Everybody wants to do something, but you're not connected. Why is it that we as a people complain about what other folks have? Well, guess what? They take classes. They go, whether it's free or a few dollars, and they educate themselves. We got to learn how to educate our mind and not our behind. Educate ourselves to learning how to write or petition for things that we need for the ministry. Because a lot of pressure is put on the parishioners, and they're like, well, I just paid my tithes. Now you need some more money. 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 They get mad with you because they have no idea what is going on. So if you want to be a part of the solution, then, you know, be a partaker of how to clear these things up. Don't become the problem. It's real serious. Number eight says, group has poor track record, accountability and credibility issues. In anything that you're doing when you're writing grants, you need to have a proven track record of stability, of accountability. You can't be hither and thither. And I was sharing with someone yesterday when I mentioned them about the grant school, and they said, oh, well, one of the, preachers had something going on in one of our conventions. I said, okay, but that's not what I'm talking about. I had to throw that in there because I'm like, okay, so did they teach you how to get into the database? I got no answer. I got no answer. None. I got no answer. So my thing is, you can lecture about grant writing, but then actually will you teach them how to get into the database to submit the grant that they're writing professionally? That's the key. So I don't care who has a name. Do you know what to say? Do you know what to give? Are you going to sit there and help them do it? And we as African Americans, we don't want to help each other, so I'm trying to help you now. So you will know that we are willing to help you learn how to sit down, bring a piece of paper. We don't even, you know, we don't even do better. We're going to buy notebooks and school paper and folders and pens and pencils. So won't nobody say, I didn't have my supplies. And we're going to give it to you, okay? Weak budget. If you try to do a budget to help somebody, $1,000 is not really a lot of money. 800 banks and grants, that's there. They don't give you stuff like that. They want to know what you're going to do with the money. We need to see numbers. We need to see where it's going and how you're going to, what's the outcome. That's another thing you need to understand when you're doing grants. Poor timing is for the initiative. Don't just jump up and want to do something. Oh, my God, we have that bad as African-Americans. We'll turn around, and you just come out of a big thing yesterday, and the next day, we need a little $1 million. No, poor timing. Prioritize. Know how to do it, what to do. So all of you that are interested, please email me at Dr. Katrina, K-A-T-R-I-N-A, Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S, at gmail.com. Go to my Facebook wall of the Dr. Katrina M. Sanders, and you will see all the information there, and I will be glad to fax it to you. My fax number is 773-891-1207. We will fax you all the information you need. Registration is now open. The course is only $225 for 3 weeks, 4-hour sessions for each. That's close to what the community college, you're going to pay more with them. Listen, until then, have an enjoyable, blessed weekend.
and wrong that the Father won't just throw us away. But in the word I read, the power we have will give us victory in all that we do. So what the song suggests is that the saints of God possess the power in our life, God says is due. Cause it's able to keep me. I said it's good to know you'll be there. Remember our fall. But it's better to know that I don't have to fall at all. I
don't have to fall at all.
Because it's able to keep me. Just the other week, I heard a brother speak, and the words he spoke were filled with defeat. Yes, they were. We may make mistakes. I got all.